Liv the Web Girl, the youngest person on the show. What is your age again?
I'm 24.
Okay, so I think she's in touch with things now that Alex is a very old woman at 26, you know? Kind of facing down the end of the life.
She's shaking her head. She's pissed.
She'd say something, but she's too tired because she's so old.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do. So Liv the Web Girl's got the slang words to kind of keep us in the know. So what are we working with today? We're going to learn.
Okay, so the first one is nothing like very new, but bet. So people will say bet like if you're like, oh, I'm going to go on a date with this girl or I'm going to ask her out. They'll be like, bet, like if you'll do it,
yeah.
You know? So they just say bet. But now it is completely transformed and just okay. If you want to say okay to something, now it's just bet.
Well, I don't understand. Were we saying okay before we were ever
saying
bet?
We've always said okay. Like,
right,
okay.
Right. But instead of being like if you're like, oh, hey, Liv, I need you to put this up on our Instagram, bet. I would say
so I'm going to start
bet.
Seeing that from you now.
I would respond as bet. And that just means okay. So you no longer say okay anymore.
Oh.
You just say bet.
That sounds like a lot more work.
Yeah, this is confusing.
You just say bet. Just say bet from now on. Instead of okay, just bet. So if your kid or something or whatever is saying bet, that just means okay. It's not like they're trying to, you know, rival you.
See,
or
yeah,
something.
That's exactly what I would think. If I told my like 8-year-old, hey, go clean your room, and they say bet, I would smack them across the
like,
mouth.
Bet they're your not, ass about to get beat.
They're not trying to challenge you. They're just saying okay.
Okay, got it.
So bet just means okay.
I appreciate that. I get it, but I don't know what she's talking about. Okay.
Bet. Okay.
Yeah, just
all right.
Bet. Exactly. You get it, Alex.
Bet, yeah.
All right. The next is fubbing. Which I feel like
sounds like a really weird kink.
Right. But it's not. This is just when someone is like favoring their phone over you. So right now, Porkchop is fubbing all of us. Porkchop is on his phone.
What are you fubbing on Grindr for?
Guarantee he's looking at pictures of Hot Baby again.
No, I am not, actually. I'm dealing with our technical producer in Houston because we're having some issues right now.
Oh, okay.
So. Either way, he's fubbing us, okay? So like if someone is like on their phone instead of listening to us, or like Joe, if you're talking to your wife and she's on her phone, or if you're trying to show your wife a video and she's on your phone, she's fubbing. She's fubbing you. So like you would say, I went out for a date with Johnny and he didn't stop fubbing me the whole time. It was so rude.
See, if you wouldn't have told me, I'm like, oh man, you guys just met and you guys were fubbing? Like, I just would assume it's something like Alex brought up.
It's not inappropriate. It's just something that's rude. And I'm sure we all do it. And this is very, very, like, common.
So fubbing on a date, huge no-no. Like,
huge
first date.
Huge red flag. Yeah. Awful. Fubbing in a relationship. Fubbing actually causes, like, breakups, divorces.
What if you've been married for a while, though? Can I fub with my wife or no?
Hey, baby, you trying to fub?